Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome to another episode of ThemPod, where we tackle big ideas in small doses. I'm your host, Kenan, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental rights we have, freedom of expression. That's right, the freedom to speak your mind, share your thoughts, and occasionally rant about the latest episode of your favorite show. So, let's get into it. So, what exactly is freedom of expression? Simply put, it's the right to articulate your thoughts, opinions, and ideas, and to engage in various aspects of public and private life. Think of it as your personal megaphone, except hopefully without all the yelling. But it's more than just talking. Freedom of expression also means the right to seek, receive, and share information through any media, whether it's the latest TikTok trend, a thought-provoking blog, or a good old-fashioned newspaper. This right allows us to criticize government actions, debate practices, attend or organize peaceful protests, to create art, and comment on any media content. Now, why is this right so important? Well, freedom of expression is the cornerstone of any healthy democracy. It fosters dialogue, supports the exchange of ideas, and benefits communities and societies by allowing for the questioning of governments. When we can openly criticize and debate, it promotes accountability, leading to improved policies and greater stability. As Voltaire famously said, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." And honestly, who are we to argue the guy who could rock a wig and a quill? But let's not forget that with great power comes great responsibility. Freedom of speech isn't free pass to spread false information or hate. In fact, restrictions on free speech are meant to protect individuals from harm, not to shield authorities from criticism. For instance, on June 19, 2023, UNESCO supported the launch of the Coalition for Freedom of Speech and Content Moderation in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This initiative aims to balance the right to freedom of expression with the need to contain harmful content and unverified information. It's like trying to walk a tightrope with a megaphone in one hand and a fact checker in another. And speaking of access, let's talk about the freedom to access information. This right is crucial for democratic governance, enabling citizens to oversee elected officials, prevent misuse of power, and participate in shaping government priorities. It's like having the key to the city, except this key unlocks transparency and accountability. Bosnia and Herzegovina was actually the first in its region to adopt a Freedom of Access to Information Act in 2000s. That's right, trailblazers in transparency. This act ensures that citizens have the right to not only access information, but also to disseminate and further, keeping the wheels of democracy well oiled. Now, when it comes to media freedom, Bosnia and Herzegovina stands out in the region for having one of the most progressive legal frameworks. Back in 2001, Bosnia and Herzegovina decriminalized defamation, meaning you could finally write a review of that terrible restaurant without actually worrying about ending up behind bars. But seriously, this was a significant advancement in protecting press freedom. Unfortunately, last year, we saw a setback when Bosnian entity Republic of Srpska recriminalized defamation. A move that's concerning for journalists and citizens alike. And let's not overlook the increasing acts of intimidation against journalists, as reported by Amnesty International. It's a reminder that the fight for freedom of expression is ongoing. To sum it up, freedom of expression is not just about shouting your opinions from the rooftops. thought that can be fun. It's about engaging in mindful dialogue, holding those in power accountable, and fostering a society where ideas can be exchanged freely and respectfully. As George Orwell once said, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. So, the next time you speak your mind, remember, you're not just exercising a right, you're contributing to the greater good.